Just having my reading. Holding my Simon Rish of tests. The two sugyas there, the sugya of Keshet and the sugya of Birsa Chama. The sugya of Keshet, Gemara Brachas, Daftin Tess, brings down a member from Yeshua Balevi. The Yeshua Keshet, he was Ifla Ponov, he bowed down. And when it says, Light Lab Marava, looks like he's being Ivilav Zara. And what we should do is make a bracha. The Gemara brings down two different brachas. Either make the bracha Zoy Chabris, the bracha Nemen Brisoy, the Kaimba Morari. Come on, Pop, and he says, you make over here both brachas. Now, this idiom making a bracha on the keshet, there are again a couple of svarim yuchid on the sugya, trying to make it a bit kitzer. This bracha over here that we make, the Taz points out, it's not two separate brachas, make the bracha together. You make bracha to Hashem, Kenim Alechelim, Zoycha Bis, Benemim Brisai. Now, we say Rishay Malchus, Gam, we spoke out by Brokim, by thunder and lightning, the Rishal among them, Neisvard. The klal, especially from the Ashkenaz, is all the brichta riyah. We know we pass the nalak the right, but we make a bracha shem and malchus. Void, even over here for the bnei svarad, the shalat negated from the lightning, we had reasons why to be different, but over here, ikka the bnei svarad do not go like the shem and shemogrin. They say, we say shem malchus. That's how the storm, you take them out by the keshet, there's a bracha bracha to Hashem, the kingdom malach olam. Now, when you see a keshet, a rainbow, coming with the bialocha and he has a question over here, it's not clear to him. What the halacha is when you see a mixas, rimenu, you see part of a rainbow. What's the halacha in that situation? So, the first, what is the question of the bialocha? So, one way to explain it, the Sefer Shara Ayin, who has a parakonist concept of rainbows, when you see a rainbow, there's always these colors there, and then there's the bow. What do you have to see to make the bracha? You have to see the colors, the reflection of the different designs through the water. Well, you have to see the bow. You have to see the hook over here. So you see a partial thing. In essence, seeing colors, you're not seeing the bow. The question in the bialach is, what defines the rainbow? Is it the colors? Or is it the bow? That's the first side of the question of the bialach. A second question is, what is the shaila of the bialach? The chodim grapple, does it mean the case over here, the be'etzem, there's a full rainbow over here? Except there's a building that's blocking most of it, and you only see part of it. But the rainbow is here, just you don't see it. What the case over here is, the rainbow is only partially here. You see everything, but only in a certain area there's a little bit of a rainbow. Is it fully here being blocked, or partially here? The Sefer Shara Ayin, he wrote this question to the Gedolim. Rabbi Yashiv and the Chodeshani wrote back, the case over here is when the rainbow itself is missing. That you see everything, it's just only a little bit there. The rest is not there. However, if the whole thing is there but being blocked by a building, you make a bracha. Tal Shayim Chaim Kilevsky wrote back, said, no, that's not Pshan the Bialocha. The Bialocha's Kimta is, the whole entire thing is there, you only see partial. So there's a question in the Bialocha, and the question, what is the suffix of the Bialocha? I mean, we have the side of the question, is it the bow or the color? And the sub of the Bialocha, the question is, does it mean the whole entire thing there, or only partial thing is there? Halacha, we have a Bialocha. So the way out of Shtomach Paskin, he said very simple, sub of Brach Slachal, you cannot make a Brocha on this Akimto. This Keshuvah goes this way, the same thing. Atzad HaSheni, Kamal Numus, Paiskim Zvanenu, they don't understand. It says you have Bialimer, Devei Shalom, Berch Hashem, Madani Daniel, or Yitzchak. The way you said over here, is give Shvach Vaidot to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but look what he created such a beautiful thing. Void is reminding us in Shemayim that he really wants to destroy us, doing a various to go to tshuva. Who cares if we see a partial or a whole? Seif kol seif, it's the shvach of the beauty over here. Seif kol seif, it's reminding us to go to tshuva over here. He kept his bris and not destroying the world over here. For this reason, let's go make a bracha. What's this? What? Right. They're coming to argue with him. They come and say, the Bialocha's question, we don't understand. The Sayyid Shabbai, why making a bracha should apply whether it's partial or not? They want to disagree. So the R, especially the Meisvah, they do not seem to go with the Bialocha. The Meisvah, Paskin, the simple understanding, anything you see, a rainbow, might make a bracha. The Ashkenaz, we have a self of the Bialocha. Usually the Klal is self-brach slahakul. The way of the Sefer Shara Ayin, how he Paskin, says, really depends. If the whole entire thing is there and you only see part of it, then you make a bracha. However, the case is the whole entire thing is not there, just there's only part of the sky, this is not to make a bracha. You can make it in the Svek Sveko, or you can pass like a Chaim over here. But the question, what exactly is the Kimto over here? So you want to say the halacha here is, you see the whole, we see whatever is there, only part there, then not to make a bracha. But the whole thing is there, you see part of it, that's not the case of the halacha. Then you do make a bracha.
What's called the whole thing?
So if the Sufik is aware, he explains it, seeing the bow. Where's the colors? Once I'm seeing a bow, that's all.
Seeing going down.
You see the bow. You see the side of the bow.
Seeing,
you see, when you go across the sky, you also see the bow. You see the bow. According to him, that's the definition, seeing the bow. Now, neged to sing things, Birch Sariah, we had really, in the last Chabur, Simon Reshchav Zayin and Simon Reshchav Ches. Reshchav Zayin is something that comes and goes. Thunder, lightning comes and goes. Earthquakes comes and goes. Comets, meteorites comes and goes. That was Reshchav Zayin. Reshchav Ches, where cases were constant. You had mountains there, you had hills there, you had rivers, you had midbar, something that's constant. That's the two different simonim. The Nafka Mina, what to go do in the two simonim, is one, is what Baruch to go make. Reshchav Zayin can also make a Baruch Shkoich Gvosa Mo'el Olam, not a Reshchav Ches, when it's constant. A second is when to go make the Baruch. And you get the case of things that are constant, based upon the Behuda that says the Aloch is by Yama Godel Prokim, which we pass like is 30 days of Gemara. Therefore, things that are constant is once in 30 days. However, things that comes and goes, you can make a Baruch even less than 30 days. What is Keshet? What's a rainbow? Is that something that's there that's constant? And therefore, you can only make the bracha once in 30 days? Or something that's constantly switching and make the bracha even less than once in 30 days? What exactly is that? Is it Reshchav Zayin or Reshchav Ches? So the Meshavua brings down the Shari Tshuva, that brings down the Chidah, that says, Be'etzim, rainbow is constantly switching. It's Chol V'Hilach, constantly changes. It's always a new rainbow over here. Therefore, it's thin, similar to Rabbah. It's like a case of thunder and lightning. And for this reason, the halacha is you can make a bracha even less than 30 days. Now, what you're saying over here, it's like Ramim over here. How is it? Is it mamish like thunder over here? Is it mamish like that? Or is it like a case more like, is it like thunder, like Rudias Aris, like a case of earthquake, or something different? Meaning the case of, by, we know by thunder, the halacha is to make a bracha has to either be the next day, or the same day when the clouds go away. So is it mamash like that? It has to be the case dafka the next day. Can make a bracha the same day? Yesh lachalik. If a person sees an other rainbow, let's say you have one rainbow over here, one rainbow over there. It's the same exact day, but two different ones. It's not the same rain, but two separate ones. Maybe one rainbow has no sheikh to the other rainbow. By thunder and lightning, until the clouds go away, it's often the same rain. By Rashi, what has nothing to do with Kesha? One has nothing to do with another. So that's a shala among the achrayim. How do you look upon it when you see another rainbow within the same day? You have two rainbows in the same day. What's the law? Can you make a bracha or not? Those who want to know, Rav Nemetzal Paslach to the Berachas Hashem, and I know what to go this way. That the law over here is that two separate rainbows have nothing to do with each other. They might make two different brachas on the same day. So Hashem, the Berachas Abayis, Adam Chaim wants to paskin. So no. Unless the clouds go fully away and come back, otherwise, the only time you can make a bracha is on the next day.
That's two separate rainbows?
Yeah, two separate rainbows. No, that's
rain.
No. It rained, and you have different places with rainbows because the rain causes it. So if it's clouds go away into brand new rain, and that's on the line, you can make a bracha here also. But the clouds not go away, you saw one hour, and an hour later, a second rainbow. It disappeared, it went away. Second one came, it went two sides of the sky, or even the same one, but it went away for 2 hours, it comes back. The clouds did not go away. Do you make another bracha? Is it mamish like Ramim or not? That's a shalom among the achrayim. Based upon the early achrayim, how do you look upon it? How they send the 52 list, but the second day, the next day, avada, you make a bracha. That's mamish a case of Ramim over here. Now, the gate to rainbows, the Mitzvah says, after it rains, you see, can't see a rainbow. Also, when you look inside water, you can also see a rainbow. So the question is that the same halacha? Meaning you go to the Niagara Falls, there's always a rainbow there. You look at water, you see water. Is that the rainbow which they're discussing that you make a bracha upon? It's come along the way of the Yatri HaGashuni on the Simon over here. It says looking at water is not the bracha that we're making and discussing over here, only mitzad when there's rain outside. And l'chor, you can say for two reasons. One is the concept over here that will come to say Yizoych HaBris, Kosh Baruch Hu Kaim Mamorai, that the Yizoych HaBris, that did not come to destroy the world, And therefore, to remind us, go to Tshuva and do Averis, here's the rainbow. The Maisa says something's in the water, and we see Be'etzim constantly, it's always there, Be'etzim Metzias over here. That's not the Yisrael over here that was saying Zerich HaBris. The way the Marmokim is saying this bracha is, says the Gemara Pasik, Kimara Keshet Shayyeh Ba'onin Bayoyim. The Pasik says the clouds during the day. The Pasik says Onin. So either we have the Yisrael over here that since it's a constant, cannot remind us of that Shuvah, the Svar Shavai, or the Makor Shavai, Dafka in clouds. Therefore, if you have a rainbow that's something that's constant, one water, either one, it should not be nichel neged of Zerich HaBris. Therefore, the Svarim, they ask, what's the look in the get in the Agra Falls? You go there, you see a beautiful rainbow over there. It says, the Svarim is Manenu, you did not make a bracha. Number one, it's in the water, it's not in the clouds. Number two, it's something that's constant. Any is constant, or it's in the water, the Maisi won't make a bracha. Now, the time to go make this bracha, so at night, there's a Marsham and Shuvah and Pesach HaTviyah, it says, the Maisi, we make a bracha of the rainbow even at night. The Chen do grapple, there's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Chavdal, it says, Ein Keshet Ela Bayoyim, and therefore, Numus HaChonim grapple, what the world of Marsham and Pesach HaTviyah discussing, it's before Rosh Hashanah, it's not that way. They have to answer what exactly, if there are different types of rainbows or not. But there's an interesting Shuvah by the Shvus Yaakov a few hundred years ago discussing, do you make a bracha of the rainbow Friday night? So the Shalom Shuvah over there is, do you make a bracha Kiddush Levono Friday night? He says, what, you think on a brich saria, like when you hear thunder and lightning and see a rainbow, you will not say it Friday night? It's right for Kiddush Levono can do Friday night. It's from the case of a rainbow and thunder and lightning. The Chitim, he says, can you tell me why not do Kiddush Levono Friday night? It's because the idea of a Levono is Nichon Gedev an Ice, as the Torah says. And by Shabbos, we do not put on tefillin because Shabbos is an Ice. If you not do Kiddush Levono as an Ice, I'll bring the right fakart, Keshet, a rainbow, is Ois Beinu Beinecho, and still a lot of we make a bracha on a Keshet on Friday night. So why do we do Kiddush Levono on Friday night? It's right from Kiddush Levono is from the Sugya of Keshet. Agam is the Ois. I, the only one who knows, you don't do it Friday night. So first Aloch is, if it's the last day of Avada, you do Friday night. The Mishmur says, why not Friday night? Mitzad, there's Aloha, we cannot do Rikido on Shabbos. The person who does Kiddush Levono is supposed to go do Rikido. Now, what the literature do walking around in a circle, it's a great question, is that Rikido not? Maybe for the literature is not Chassidus, not sure exactly what's happening over here, the Ishlotim. But the reason why we're not doing it is Mitzad, the Sugya Rikido. By the way, Mitzad Aloha, why did I do it Friday night? Said, Shvus Yaakov, right, Mr. Gib Keshet, from Rainbow, why did you make a brach on Friday night? Now, coming the Shulchan Aruch brings down a double study we had negated to rainbow, not the brachol, but the Gemara in Chagiga and after Zayin. The Gemara over there says that Kol Shloi Chos Akvoi Kainai is Roi Shloi Bala Olam. What does that mean? Someone says Rav Abba, someone's Mistakel Bekeshet. Someone who steers, takes in Mistakel, not real Maisis Mutter, someone who's Mistakel, absorbs in the Keshet over here, is Roi Shloi Bala Olam. Well, the good words. It's way for him not to come to this world. Says Rabbi Yehuda, who's a metagram of a shlokish, and then a mistakel at three things, his eyes get weak. One case is a keshet, then a nosi, then kahanim. A nosi, we don't have as manazer. Kahanim, the Gemara says, dafkin in the base of Mikdash, where they say the shema mafarish, a gam in simon kuvchav ches, simchav gimel, mishwub exam, the minig ha'ilam, of not to mistakel at zeichel in Mikdash, v'aloch is only dafkin in Mikdash. Well, left in the keshet should not go look because it might say it weakens your eyes. So, number one, the mechaber says it's also a listakel in keshet, and number two, it says mishabur magavrom. If you do listakel, your eyes are going to come along and get weakened over here. Now, what rainbow are we discussing over here? We said before there are two types of rainbows: rainbows in the sky after the rain, and there's a rainbow that's inside water. That's negate to bracha. Is that lemaisa the same sugyo negating to Isser and Staklus, the baya of Shuvah Yishloi Bala Olam? Why should it be different? The Gemara says the svara of what's the problem looking at a rainbow? Because Mara Keshet Pasuk Yecheskel Shiyeh Ba'onim B'yeh Magesher. What is it? Ke Mara Hanegah Sovhu Mara to Musk Void Hashem. It says looking at the Musk Void Hashem. When someone looks at the rainbow, it's as if you're staring at the Musk Void Hashem. Now, if that's so, the rainbow that's in the water and in the sky, look exactly the same. Pashas are coming, the swarm say, from the same area, that after the rain, the droplets in the sky, and therefore this rain in the sky creates this rainbow. Same thing by Niagara Falls, the droplets and the mist that's in the air also is creating the rainbow. Correct, okay. But the Yisod of here is Mara Dumus Kvod Hashem. Mara Dumus Kvod Hashem. The Maisim, they look the same way, but Esen, they're coming from the same thing. If, therefore, a Gam mitzad, the Sig over here, of Bracha, we will not make a Bracha as Bekfias, and something says like water, it's on the stockless, maybe we also to go look at Niagara Falls at the rainbow. Chaim Pelagi, Sefer Ruach HaChaim, he clears his question, he's not clear what to go do. Maisa on the page over here, the Alka Goshuni brings down the scroll of Rome. He says, also the stockle. Marit Mus, even in the case of the water. Even the water, Maisa is also. And therefore, and Shuva B'Tala Chokum brings down that way. Fiskechuva over here brings down Locha Maisa, also stockle. It's not like a bracha. You cannot look inside water. Afsala Sheni, over here, the Sefer and the Simon Kerem Yaakov says, no, same thing like the Sugya of Bracha, we compare the two Sugyas. And if there is a Chaim Kineski, the Sefer Marat Keshet says no, it's the only case in the sky, not inside the water. No, no, that's a bracha. There's one sugya bracha. Bracha vad is only in Shemayim. Only again, the two sugyas here. There's a sugya by us in Brachas Pekaroya, bracha. It's the Zoy Chabris. So the separate sugya of
us.
Right?
The
Kuddus of Keshet
comes
from the word. The reason why the Gemara says the Pasuk Cheskel, the Marad the Mus Kvod Hashem. It looks like Kvod Hashem. The beauty of it, the awe of it, it's the Mus Kvod Hashem. So what's the difference? Is it in the water or not? My said it's a Machloikis. Now I know the Moin Am goes to Niagara and they look at the falls, it's beautiful. Look at the rainbow, it's very nice over here. My said not that similar to go look upon it. There's one time that Reish talks to say it's Osir, or the eyes get weakened over here. Maisa, maybe it's Sirif what he may call. Number one, it's Machlaikis. But the whole entire idea of Osla Stakel, the point is not put down in the Rambam. This is Mechaim Kedeski. Why is not put down this halach in the Rambam? It's Mechaber, not in the Rambam. It says, you learn the Sugya over there, of Abba says Mestakel Bekeshes that way. Yosef disagrees. The Rambam was passing like a Yosef. He holds only someone's Eva Averva Seser. He's a person who is Roy Shlabal Oilam. He's arguing on the Sugya over here. So it could be maybe with Sir of the Rambam and the question looking at the falls and looking to get also stockle, why the Moin Am can be why the Mekel. Otherwise, Shtak is far, what's the side to me? What's the head to look at a rainbow that's Maisel on the ground? Marat Mus Kvod Hashem. Oh, so the question, what about a picture? So the Chalshukei Chemod, Rav Zilberstein, he said yes, his brother in law, Chaim Kanievsky. So he wrote back and he said, because Ein Echad, the pictures are not as clear. You don't see the Marat Mus of Kvod Hashem. And therefore, it's me mutter. Now, you could argue the point, say, when he asked him this question, is before we had such clear pictures. Our pictures are mamish very, very clear. You can say, no, it's not today. Maybe there is a bayah. However, I think not the way. Because Maisa, ain't it doing real or ill? People, you can see Niagara Falls in the picture. Okay. When you go and see it, it's you get blown away. You can see the Alps, they tell me I've not been to the Alps, they tell me you go there, it's very different than the picture. I've been to Grand Canyon, I've seen the pictures, it means nothing. Go there, you go, wow. It's a certain thing you just get blown away by. So it could be, even though Chod, Nachod, but Maisa, until you see it for real, it has a different meaning, understanding to you, even though it's a picture, and can't say the picture is fine. I got my CEO of Baum, he wrote last week, in his weekly halacha, I think, I'm not sure he sent out to everybody, that he asked Berkowitz, can you take a picture? Can you take a picture? Berkowitz says you can. That I have a hard time with. Take a picture, you look like you have to be a stackle. You know, to go
screen.
Do it.
Look at the screen.
Oh, so he's looking and he says, tell me, he's looking only at the screen. Not, it's hard. Of course, we're trying to think of a stackless over here. Get inside. What? I'm not sure if that's so. There's a third sugar over here. So we have one sugar making the bracha in the gate to rainbow. We have a second sugar over here of Osla Stakles. We have a third sugya, a Moisi Dibu Huxil. That means the Gemara Psochem and the Abkim Obeys that brings down that someone passes away, do not tell somebody else if you do your Huxil. The Gemara says whether Neger to Miso, Neger to whether the market goes down. That means Betzim should have been true of the Chitim end up being Sarim. He lost money, cannot tell people. Moisi Dibu Huxil. The Shalom among the Achoinim, Is it also mamish or is it ksil? You're a fool. Is it also or you're an idiot? Question, which one you're under? What category? Shiloh, fine, but either way, don't do it. Shiloh. The Mice has brought al halacha this idea moitzi b'ksil in Yodei Simatov Beis Sif Yud Beis. Over there, the Mechab is discussing when someone's parent passes away, do not tell the children, because moitzi dibur huksil. Kamal Ramah, and the Ramah says, you can tell the boys for Kaddish. You have a head to tell the boys, but not the girls. You have to tell us over there. That means you have to realize how far we take the side of here is not to tell people. Now, before Levaya, we tell people, we have the cover of the mace, and a lot of places we say, Dafka b'derech b'mizo. That's why you say Levaya, Levaya means to escort a person. You won't say someone was nifty, he passed away. Say Loshim b'mizo, the cover of the mace. Otherwise, for people to go say what happened, let's say in Maron or something like that, if there's no ta'elas, l'chura moitzi di b'oksil, you're either an idiot or you're also. No ta'elas, you're not going to go say it. Now, over there, Shulchan Aruch brings down, let's say somebody asked you, does so-and-so have passed away? That's basically the Gemara's case. The Gemara says, then you do answer af midvash sheket erchok. You cannot be even iser. However, says the Gemara, and the Taz brings out, you can answer the Lashon that's based on pay. The person misunderstands you. That means if Shlomo Zalman says some iser that he passed away, he says he needs rachamim. He needs rachamim. It means, yeah, because in Shemayim passed away, he needs rachamim. When he needs rachamim, he can use it for right now. He can be understood two ways, and the guy's not really, he passed away. So you can answer in a way that can be understood two ways. Nigeh to us, coming the Chayodom, it says a Pelda Gazach. He says, Motsasi b'sefer echad sheshmoy nami menu. I found in the sefer and I forgot the name of the sefer. Till today, we have not found the sefer. There's some sefer out there that says that a person cannot tell somebody else that the keshet came in Shemayim. That a rainbow happened over here. Mitam moitzi dibu huksil. Why say over bad information that we did a various, that we were showing we have to go to tshuva? Do not tell other people. This Chayodom that he says in parentheses, doesn't know what Sefer came from, Mice is brought down by the Bech Yisrael, and the Pesach HaTshuva, the Archas Chaim, and then brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. The words of Mishnah Berurah is Ein Kedai, don't say the word Osir, but he said the Mice Ein Kedai, it could be because it's not Mamish saying something terribly over here. Not Kedai, for a person to go say over, this concept, and therefore, the Chedashani and the Shmitzko Vanefes, which is also Bracha, all say in the Maisa not say over when there's a rainbow outside. You walk outside, you see a rainbow, you make the Bracha, you do Tshuva, but do not tell your friend. Oh, so get there. Asel Hasheni, those who come along, the Rosh Hashanah is the same as Bris Kahuna, he says he doesn't understand. The whole idea of making the Bracha is number one, Shvach Vadol LeKadosh Baruch Hu, not destroy the world. Number two is tell us to go do Tshuva over here. Adi Rabbah, you should say, tell people, look what he did for us. He's not destroying the world, he's telling us to go to tshuva. That's the point of this simin, in the Shemayim. So go tell your chaver, go tell him to go make a bracha and go to tshuva over here.
You say the same thing about any tragedy, it's tshuva, people should know.
If you get people to go to tshuva, they're echanami. But halavai, when we hear about certain things, tell a person, Maron, go say, tell him, echanami. Great point. You hear Maron, go tell somebody else, you hear the spread the news, that's Moitzi Di Buksil. The Maisa, our newest form, and Birkir, the Bnei Sfar, they seem to disagree, the Yachi Yosef, and the Birkh Hashem, Maim Esther, they want Taino, for Gerrit, you should go say. So, the Maisa, what the Minigal Ilum is very hard to know. Because Minigal Ilum say over all tragedies. So, the people who don't say over any tragedies, my mother tells me, don't worry, when I pass away, I won't tell you. I always tell her I don't hear bad information. But, the Maisa, there's a loch not to go say over bad information. So people do say it over. So what's the meaning by keshet? I'm not sure. People say it over later. What about derech remizo? So the Sheva Kosi in Chelik Vav has a tshuva about it, and the Shuki Chemed of Zobishtin also mitzada that way. What kind of remizi? Not saying it straight out. The ma'is it's mutter. Ma'isa, if you compare it to the sugya mamish of moisi dibur uksil. Over there, it's very clear that you cannot say b'losh remizo unless a person asks you not to be either isa mitvah sheket terchok or mitzat te'elas toiv, then you say it over. Otherwise, you can't say it over. Unless you want taina to mitzat shuva, and the guy can go do tshuva, that's nechal get up to elas toiv. So if you do tshuva, maybe you're right. Otherwise, stop, go hear what happened over here. Yish lot. Now, another thing, if a person asks you, let's say if there's a rainbow outside, what to go answer? So again, since Mitzal Sugya Moisti works out, You could say there's a rainbow in Niagara Falls. Now he might misunderstand. There's no rainbow outside. That's based up by that's the Maisa's motor. The Sefer Tizen Emes Liakov is discussed by a rainbow. Sefer an Emes. When a person issues a rainbow, what do you answer? He says you learn the column of Emes and Sheker. You say the words any idea. I don't know if there's a rainbow outside. Why? Because the gates to get a base ampe any idea means I don't know if I can tell you. So it could be two ways. You misunderstanding him. Maisa, there's no problem over here. Fine. So Maisa, we went through three in Yonim the gates to the sugya of Keshek. One is the Isser of. The in the make it bracha, some is a stack the third sugya is Moshe Dibur Ksil. Next sugya. The Gemara is Mamshech and Daftun Tesla Bayes in Brachas, the idea of Brech Zachamo. The Oilam might remember some people in April 2009, before Pesach, right, Ari? We made the bracha of Brech Zachamo. So that was a while ago. That was 12 years ago, over 12 years ago. The next time we go make the bracha Brech Zechama is another 16 years in 2037. So we have to know these halachas. The Gemara comes along and says, yes, Zaydi, you have to know these halachas, yes. You'll be 96. Bez Hashem. Right. So the Gemara brachas and after Tesla and Beis brings down first of four times to make the bracha Oysa Masa Gracious for more times. One is to see the Chama of the Kufasai. The second one is Lavana, the moon B'Gurasai. The third time is Kechovim B'Misilasam. The fourth time is Mazlos B'Kisidron. Make a bracha, Isa Master Voracious. Explains the Gemara, come on Abaye and says, what does that mean when it says the Cham B'Kufasai? Says the Abaye, every 28 years, it comes back in Kuvas Nisan by Shaftoi, by Saturn, in the same time, in the same place, we make the bracha. That means, what Gemara is saying, it comes back on Tuesday night. The sun will come back in exactly the same place, like my Sevaracious in the same thing. That means, to understand this Gemara that's brought down the Shulchan Aruch, we have to understand what are the four cases over here. And first, to start off, what is the first case of Chama B'Tkufasai? The sun is in this place. So just to be mocked up, there's a Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Ayin Hei, the Gemara over there brings down, that's a mitzvah for a person to lechashiv the Tkufos and Manzolis. It's a mitzvah for a person to understand the constellations, the Zmanim. Why? To understand the Chochmah, the Bina, the idea of the Ganzer Borei. People should know what goes on. Don't go with the basic that Rashi says. That could involve the Rambam and Kishon Chodesh. The basic, what is the Yisoid over here? The Chama B'Tkufasai. How does Rashi explain it? So basically, the Gemara says two things. The Gemara says every 28 years, and the Gemara says it comes back with Shaftoi in Saturn. What does each one mean? What does it mean 28 years? What's Shaftoi? So first, to get to 28 years, Rashi comes to explain the Machzor. Cotton is the Magzah Godel. Beardover. Everyone knows there are four seasons. The season of spring, then summer, then fall, then winter. How long is every season? So the Gemara Erevin Daf Nun Vav brings down that we say it's 91 days and 7.5 hours. That's how long every season is. Now, when was the seasons put into the world? So you open B'chumash on Yom Dalet. It says over there, because B'chum created this man, the Moedim, Yonim, Mishonim on Wednesday. That means, when was it created? Tuesday night. That means the Jewish time is night and day. That means Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, the sun and the moon was put into its place. Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, the sun and the moon were put into its place. Now, what month is that? We go by Nisan. The Olam should ask, we did have Rosh Hashanah, and everyone's saying, Hayom Haris Olam. The birthday of the world is on Tishrei. Really on Chof Hei El, which is for the person is really on Tishrei. That's a kasha in Kamakoyme, big mavuch among the Achoyim. How in the world is Birch Zachama and Nisan, and yet Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Hashanah? Sounds like a stiro, and these are good teretz. I'm not clear of a good teretz. Maisa, we have over here every season is 91 days. 91 days is exactly how many weeks? 13 weeks. Very simple, 30 weeks plus 7.5 hours. That means every season, 13 weeks, 7.5 hours. That means if summer, that means spring, Nisan, started in a case that the Zman, that Kufa was, at 6 p.m. That means the next time is summer, it's 13 weeks later, plus 7.5 hours. That means Wednesday is going to be the Kufa starting at 1:30 a.m. So 6 p.m. plus 7.5 hours, 1:30 a.m. Summer is 1:30 a.m. Then, says Rashi, when does fall start? At 9 o'clock a.m., 7.5 hours. then winter start at 4:30. When does spring the next year start? It's a year later at 12 o'clock chatzos. Chatzos balaylo. That means from 1 year to the next. Says Rashi, 6 o'clock Tuesday night was a tkufa. A year later, spring will be 12 o'clock at night. A year later, after that, will be 6 o'clock in the morning. Spring will be then. It's a year afterwards. It'll come out to be spring will be 12 at chatzos during the day. After 4 years, comes at the beginning of the fifth year, I'll come out, the spring will be back to the time at 6 p.m. That means how long does it take for the season to get back in spring at the same time? You have to finish 4 years at the beginning of the fifth year. That means to get back to the same time for the kuva to start takes 4 years, beginning of the fifth year.
Same time during the day.
That's what Rashi Ba'os calls Matzah Kotem. Matzah Kotem means after 4 years, the same time during the day, I'll come back, the tekuva starts, just like when by Bias Elam was 6 p.m. on Tuesday, he'll be 6 p.m. on a different day, the same time. Now, we have over here 365 days in a solar year, plus 6 hours. That, how does it come out? Because you make a cheshbon, 91 days and 7.5 hours, times by 4 seasons, comes out with 365 and a quarter of days, what the Gemara calls Kuva Shmuel. That's how they call the Julian calendar. That's Kuva Shmuel over here. If you make a cheshbon, 365 is how many weeks? It's 52 weeks and 1 day. That means the new year always changes. That means if the year started on Wednesday, next year is on Thursday in 6 hours. The year afterwards, the year starts on Friday and then on 12 hours. And the year afterwards starts on Shabbos and then on 18 hours later. Everything changes. So after 4 years, says Rashi, what happens? It comes out that even though we started on Tuesday night, when it hits the same time, the day change ends up being Sunday night. That's what Rashi writes. Rashi writes, Dal Bay Zayin Hey Gimel Alavav. You read Rashi. Rashi's saying it starts on Tuesday night, then Sunday night, then Friday night, then it always changes. To get back at the same day and the same time would take 7 cycles. So you have 7 cycles of the Machzer HaKoton gets the Machzer HaGodol, which is 28 years. Simple Rashi. Right? Rashi has very narrow over there, about 20 lines, 30 lines over there. Rashi says over there, again, the Machzer HaKoton takes there 4 years, at the beginning of the fifth year at the same time. To get to the same day, you have 7 cycles. Rashi writes out the days for you, and therefore 7 times 24 is 28 years. That's what it means over here in the Gemara, that we have 28 years to get back the same time and the same day. Aleph. Second, the Gemara says Shaftoi. Shaftoi means one of the planets. We know Chazal has 7 planets. The Goyim have 10 planets. They also count Pluto and Neptune and Uranus. Those are things that a person cannot see. So we're left with 7 planets. What's the 7? So everyone knows first there's the sun and there's the moon. Those are 2, very simple. The Rashi counts for you another 5. Rashi says it's Koichav. Koichav in English is Mercury. Then goes Tzedek. Tzedek is Jupiter. Noiga is Venus. Shaftoi is Saturn. And Madim is Mars. Rashi writes these 5 out. These are the other 5 planets. The way how the planets work is Kaviyachal, they're all controlling a different hour of the day. That means that every hour of the day is controlled by a different planet. When the Bria Olam came out on Tuesday at 6 p.m., the first one was Shaftoi, was Saturn. The second one, next hour, called by Tzedek. Tzedek, Rashi writes over there, Tzedek. Then Rashi writes Mem for Madim, for case of Mars. Then the fourth hour is the case of Chama, the sun. And Rashi spells out then Noiga, the case of Venus, then Koichel, then Levono. Then after the 7, goes back again to the case of Shaftoi. That means during the day, the first hour, the 8th hour, and the 15th hour, all by the case of Shaftoi by Saturn. When it starts the next day, by the 25th hour, which is the next day, who's controlling that? So if we go by the stars, the 3rd star afterwards is Chama. That means Chama is controlling that. And therefore Rashi makes a cheshbon for you, who in the beginning of the day is controlling it. That means it comes out the beginning of the next night, Wednesday night, is Chama. Then the next night, Thursday night, who's controlling that? Levana. It constantly changes. Now, if we have 7 planets over here, and we have 7 days and 24 hours during the year, during the day, 24 hours, everyone knows, that means we have 168 hours during the week, 7 times 24. In essence, comes out during the week, every star, every planet controls 24 hours. Then it goes back again every Tuesday night. Who's starting the Tuesday night? Shaftoi. And then next week, Shaftoi, Tuesday night at 6 p.m. It's always the same one at the same time. Since the even amount of stars, even amount of days and hours, it comes out, each one gets a full 24 hours to rule over. Every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, Shaftoi. Every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, the case of the Ischamo. Every Thursday night at 6 o'clock, case of Levono. Now let's go back to read the Gemara. Rashi says, shout over here. Come to Omer Bayo. Every 28 years, after the Mazda, Godel, after the Mazda, Koton, it comes back, Shaftoi, what Shaftoi? Says the Gemara, for Urta to Klosa, the evening of the Tuesday, Nika Arba, that goes into Wednesday. That means every time, 28 years later, the same day of the week, and the same time, will be this month of Shaftoi, which is 6 p.m., will go back exactly in its place. That means you learn 2 points over here. Number one, on the point of 28 years, where it's coming from. The second idea of Shaftoi are these different planets over here. Derech Agav, maybe make it a little bit interesting over here. Come on, the Shai Tshuva, and he points out that again, we're following the Zman of Tkuva Shmuel. The Gemara Erevin Daf Lvov. And over here, that this Zman over here of a year is 365 days and 6 hours. That means everyone knows in English, a solar year, not the lunar year, the solar year. Every fourth year, we have to add in another day on February 29th because we have 6 hours, makes it another day. That's the Gemara's Machlokes. Is that the year? Or is the year instead of Adar 365 and 5 hours and 55 minutes? 5 minutes less. The problem they point out is neither one's correct in Metzius. The fact is that really a year is 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds. You're off by 11 minutes. No, off by 11 minutes every year. So, and after 128 years, you're missing one whole day from the calendar. That means, let's say you saw the calendar, the Julian calendar started 356 BC. In the 1500s, already there was missing 15 days from the calendar. That means the spring started March 25th, when it started the calendar. In the year 1500s, the spring started March 10th. That means 15 days from the calendar was missing in the solar calendar. So came along Pope Gregory VIII in the year 1582. He says, I'm going to always make spring start March 21st. I'm going to change the calendar. I'm going to take days out. People can go to sleep on October 4th. Tomorrow should be October 15th. We'll change it go to sleep October 4th. Tomorrow should be October 5th. And they'll change it to October 15th. They'll take out from 5 to 14, take out 10 days from the calendar. They took out my birthday from the calendar that year. Gone out the window. Obliviated, 10 days, and therefore the season is March 21st. So very good, so he made sure to correct the seasons from the past. What about for the future? So he says, since a leap year is every fourth year, 4, 8, 12, a leap year is supposed to be also on the year 1700, 1800, 1900. Every 100th year will take out a day from the calendar. I is too quick, but every 400th year will not take that. The year 2000, we did not take out a day from the calendar. So how many days are missing right now from the calendar? Right now they're missing 10 days from Pope Gregory, plus the year 1700, 1800, 1900. They're missing 13 days from the calendar right now. What's nafkamina lalocho? 2 nafkaminas. One is, when do you start saying v'sein talamot levrocho? So people in Chutz Loretz know, they start saying it after 60 days of the Tkufa, start saying it on the eve of the 5th or the eve of the 6th. Depends if February is Malay or February is Chaser. If next year February is Malay, then we start saying it beforehand on the eve of the 6th. If it's Chaser, they say it on the eve of the 5th. That says in most of Durham over here. Maisi, you take out the Beis Yosef, Narachayim Simukuf Yedzayin, and he writes, when you start saying the same Talamot L'Rocha in Chutz Loretz, he says it depends, he writes, if February is Malay, February is Chaser. You start saying it on November 22nd, November 23rd. He writes, November 22nd, November 23rd. What happened over here? Everyone knows December 5th, December 6th on the eve. So come on the Magi over there. He points out, when did the Beis Yosef pass away? 1575. When did Pope Gregory VIII? 1582. It says in the beginning of the Torah, it says Pope Gregory VIII took out the calendar. They're missing 13 days from the calendar. Therefore, if you add 13 days to November 22nd, November 23rd, it comes out on December 5th and 6th. And therefore, the fact is, the Magia again writes down the story of Pope Gregory, that the calendar changed, where they call now the Gregorian calendar, not the Julian calendar, and therefore changes over here. A cute raya, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, before the 1900s. He writes to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, when he starts saying St. Talmud Batul Bracha, he says they took out 12 days in the calendar. He starts saying it either on December 4th or 5th. The eve of the 4th or either 5th. Why? Because he's only 12 days. After the year 1900, it went to the 5th and the 6th. That means you do have to remember, in the year 2100, when you get to take out a day from the calendar, you have to go over to your article sitter, take a little sticker and cover it up, and when it says the 5th or 6th, you have to remember, say the same time of Matlab Racha on the eve of the 6th and the 7th. Again, they'll take out another day from the calendar. What? February. They take out February 29th. They do not have a leap year. They take out, it's supposed to be February 29th, they take that out. Now, just to make a cheshbon, interesting cheshbon, in 42,000 years from now, we'll start saying the same Talamot of Racha Er Pesach and stop saying it that night. Just make a cheshbon. That's what he makes the cheshbon of Leich over here, in the Sefer Bech Zachama, that 42,000 years from now, 42,000 years from now, because one is based upon Tkuvah Shmuel, one is based upon Tkuvah of Ata, depends upon how the calendar exactly works, and we'll start saying it, stop saying it within the same day. The second halacha nafkimino, a very important shayla. When is Nittel Nacht? What is Nittel? The shayla really is, which calendar are we going with? Are you going the Julian calendar, or are you going the Gregorian calendar? That means in America, it's very important to know when the sales are. They're going to the new calendar, they go December 25th. In Russia, you travel there. When's Xmas? On January 7th. Why? Because they took out 13 days from the calendar. December 25th is really January 7th. And therefore, that's when they have the Xmas. When the sales are, I'm not sure, I've never been there. But myself, that's when their Xmas is. Went to have Nittelnacht, went to play chess and do your taxes over here, and to cut toilet paper, that's a great shayla. Depends what you hold, which calendar is correct. Is it Gregorian calendar or Julian calendar? Now, the Sugya says over here, Be'etzem Oisem Master Bereshis, one mitzad, when the Chama comes back, it's Tkufa. The Gemara says three other cases. Levonet goes back to his Gvura, the Gechovim back in Mesilois, the Mazel is back in the Kisidrom. Make a bracha Oisem Master Bereshis. So, what exactly does that mean? So, the Machaba brings down the Lashon of the Rambam that says when it goes back to the beginning of the Mazel of Tle, the beginning of the Chodesh. What does that exactly mean? So I think the Olam knows there are 12 different mazalos, what they call in English zodiacs. And the mazal right now is Tishrei. Tishrei is Miznayim, Libra, or the case of scales. Last month was Elul, case of Basula. Next month is the case of a Cheshvan, is an Akra, case of a scorpion. Different mazalos. That means you look up at the sky, you see different stars. And the stars seem to have the shapes of these things. Now, yes, me, I don't really get it, but supposing the stars have these shapes, and therefore the different mazolos, 12 different mazolos over here. Now, Be'etzem, all planets travel through these mazolos. Now, there are 365 days in a year. If it travels in a circle through the year, how many degrees is a circle? A circle is 360 degrees, basic. That means, in essence, every day you take the sun, a simple planet, the sun always rises up in 1 degree different from one day to the next. If there are 365 days, 360 degrees, the Iker rises up every time a degree over. So it comes out, so let's say in Aleph Elul, first day of Elul, will be rise up in the mazel of the case over here of the Sula on the first degree. And the second day of Elul will move over to the second degree. Or in the third day of Elul, we move over to the third degree. And it travels, and every mazel has 30 degrees inside of it. That means you're traveling through the mazel every single day, through the 30 degrees over here. Now the mazelos are in the Shemayim, six are north of the equator, six are south of the equator. When they take the case of Shemesh, take the sun, when it goes into Nisan, the first day of Nisan is who's the Rosh of the mazel? That's the zodiac of that month. You come to Tammuz, what's the Rosh of the mazel? The Sartan, cancer they call in English. So it comes out over here, the Be'etzem, every mazel, since the 12 mazalos, and the 24 hours in the day, how many hours of the day does the mazel control? The mazel is really 2 hours of the day. 2 hours of the day. So it comes out that on the first day of El, when you get a case of Sula, right in the first degree, it's the beginning of the mazel. The second day, it comes later. In the middle of the month, in Teshuvah El, it's an hour into the mazel. The sun rises only an hour into the mazel. It's 15 degrees later. The end of the month is now the end of the mazel. That means it switches, since there's a 30 degrees of that mazel, it's the beginning of the mazel, the middle of the mazel, the end of the mazel. That means it switches the sun, then goes to the next mazel. So what the Gemara over here is saying is when this mazel, what the Gemara is saying in the case of Levana, which also travels through the sky, when it hits the beginning of the mazel kleh, which means in Nisan, when the Bria's Olam was, that's to make a bracha isa masa bracious. Oid, shakar chavim. What's shakar chavim? Says the Mishbura, brings down the Magavram, meaning all the other planets. He says the case of Saturn, Jupiter, Tzedek, Venus, and Mercury. So the Mishbura, all five of these cases. Same thing. When it travels through the sky, it reaches the beginning of that planet over here. Reaches the beginning of that planet in the same year in the sky, by the same degree, by the month of Nisan. Welcome back, Sandy. Okay. So in that time, the Maisi make a bracha isa master gracious. Mechaba ends off also when the mazel plays, but Mizrach also make the bracha, which the Chorim is always the Mizrach. Fine, but Maisa comes out, we have a loch over here. The Gemara is saying, when you have the Kechavim or the Vana coming to the beginning of the mazalis of Tla in the same degree in the sky, you should make a bracha. Now, to Maisa, we make a bracha of Birchta Chama, that everyone does. Of the other three cases, already points out the Goyin, Mishmua sent you to the Aloch over here, he sent you to the Shai Tshuva, we sent you to the Beis Ephraim, we sent you to the Son of Noid of Yehuda, we're not knowing to make this bracha. We're not knowing to. One of the reasons they say, because Birch Zachama is very simple calculation, it happens all the time. The idea over here of the Mazalis coming in exactly the same time, the same place, the same degree, it's not that simple. That means I said it very simple, it's always 1 degree over. If you calculate it, 360 days and 365 days, 360 degrees is not exact. It's off a little bit. And it's very clear it should not be not to the north, not to the south, it has to be exact. That means the only way to know exactly what the correct time of the Zman is, you have to ask the astrologist. You have to know if the Bikim, exactly what the exact Zman is. And since it says Aruch HaShulchan, we're not Bikim exactly how to know where it is or where it's so. Difan Hogi is and the Mishpul and Maita not to make this bracha anymore. Only to get to the bracha Birch Sachamo. Now, the get to Birch Sachamo, just because they're getting to get to Olam 16 years from now, is that the sun was put into the world at the beginning of the night, 6 p.m. That means in Eretz Yisrael, it's nighttime. When we're making the bracha in the morning, it's ready a bunch of hours later. So why the world making bracha in the morning? Simple, because that's when we see it. That's when we see it. That's his man to gate us in Eretz Yisrael. That means they point out, if you go really at the beginning, go to Japan, that's him now with Mamash's man Abriya. Mamash's man Abriya. But we're a couple of hours later. Now, when they get to Abayk, you want to go do it. So first, the Olam says, Rizim Makdim L'mitzvah. If you remember from 12 years ago, the Olam Eivim Dam V'Sikim. Once 28 years ago, Dam V'Sikim, I'm not mistaken. After they made the bracha, Birch Zachamo. Now, if you the person does not dam mistaken, how much time do you have? So it's very clear. Come on, Mr. Bureau, the Magar Bar, the place can tell you, you have the first 3 hours. What about after the first 3 hours? Can you make the bracha of Eisa Masturbation? You've already moved in its place. It's not in the same place, in the same Zman as it was, but Zman Birch Zachamo. So come on, the Mr. Bureau, and the down the Magar Bar. Magar Bar says you cannot make the bracha of Shem Malchus. Bush says you cannot. Maisal Tzalasheni. The Mishibur himself brings down Habar Chol that disagree upon this halacha and say the person can't make a bracha. And if he sends you to Dek Mavava, that he says, Asisa halacha lemaisa, I myself feel halacha lemaisa, that made the bracha even after 3 hours till the case of Chatzos. Therefore, the Swam says, the best thing is reason, the Chatzos before 3 hours, but the Evad until Chatzos, afterwards, not that simple. Now, there is an interesting Shiloh that they discuss over here, a question with Claudius. They have a question: is reason makdimin the mitzvah versus roiv am hadras melech? You have a choice of doing something earlier with less people or later with more people. What's better? So the Shai Tshuva, we have bring down this question. It says, I bring your wife in the sugya of Shofar. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daflam Beis brings down that when a person should be'esem blow Shofar and Shachris and Na'am Musaf. Agam Musaf has more people, roiv am hadras melech. Some of the reason people come, as you see in Shul, later for Musaf and not for Shachris. But you should do it on Shachris, Zizim Makdimim. I, why do we do it by Musaf? The Gemara is the Maish Shahayu, why do you do it by Musaf? But as we should do it on Shachris. So the Shachu, if so, the person has a choice reason versus Roiv Am, first you should do a case of reason and overrides the idea of Roiv Am. Agam, by Bech Zachama, usually seems to be both. Chalashani, Der Chayim, the Sivis over here, wants to answer this concern. I said, no. The Maish Roiv Am wins out. That means the Olim like speaking by a bris when it comes out to the sugya of Berech Sechamo is you have a choice to make a bris too in the afternoon that the Tzibur will be there, or do it in the morning and the Tzibur won't be there. You say it's reason Makdimu versus Reb Am Shalom based upon the sugya of Berech Sechamo, the sugya negate the Berech Sechofer. Now negate this bracha, we say Oysa Mas Bereshis, the Peskim do not say Shechianu comes once every 28 years. Why don't we make Shechianu? Fine, different Sfaris among the Sfarim. Kodeshani says you not make a bracha on a bracha. You have to make a bracha on something. We make a bracha on a bracha that we don't go to over here. Now, the idea of who makes this bracha, dear Shiv, you look at dear Shiv, there are marachal via the question, do not Shiv do it? About the men make this bracha, about women? Should they do it? Is the masturbation of Rech Zechama? Maestach Sam Savi says the minig is not to. Kami's not sure why, but we should not be moist of more what the minig is and not to. And therefore, his Talmidim, Ramshik, Sav Savi try to say the reason why it's not to make a bracha. They'll say, Maestach, women should not. The Migdan, Shalom Zalman, Rav Vosner, the Vyasev, women should not. Tashani, you read the Dear Shul here. Migdan, Maral Diskin, Chaznish, the Maisi should. Women, the Maisi should make the bracha. The Hoga was that, at least in the Yeshiva, I sort of go do it. The Gam, I heard that the Maisi didn't do it. Yeshu, Yesh. Again, you have to remember this in 16 years from now. Now, how to go do it, says Mishabura. In the Mishabura, Migdan, that he first starts saying, Hello Hashem, Menashemayim. Then you make the bracha isa master beracious. Afterwards, you say the piyat kel adon akol amaisim. Then you say yashmai mesapim kvoit kel. And then you say elinu shobech. Mishnah Berurah, very simple. That's what Elam does. That's very simple why we're saying the first three. Why we're saying hello Hashem and Hashemayim. Why we're saying kel adon and Hashemai mesapim. Those are all about the Shemayim. Why are we saying elinu shobech for? What does elinu shobech have to do with Berech Sechamo? Chura has no shaykhis. They point out. Then the same question is by Kirish Levona, why do you say Elin L'Shabayach? So it says the Chovetz Chaim over there, why are we saying it for? It looks like that some, on the reason we're diving to the moon. We should not be facing the moon, we should face the east. Most people face the moon, I'm not sure what they're doing exactly against Shulchan Aruch. Why should you just face the east and dive to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not diving to the moon. It looks like Avodah Zarah. Therefore we're saying Elin L'Shabayach, Ki Hashem Hu Elakim V'Shemayim Ma'av Al Arth Mitachas Mitachas Ein Oi. We're saying in the Lane of Shabbat, we're not diving to the moon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Shemayim, the Oretz, the Ein Oid. But at the same point over here in the Berech Sechamo, we're saying over here, Agam, we're saying the Baruch on the Chamo. Hashem shows His Galus HaBarei through the moon. He shows Galus HaBarei through the sun. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Oid, there's no one else. He's the only one over here. Next Simon, Simon Reish Lamed. Sugar Brach is a Proteus. So first we have a mission after Dalit, and more brings down also after Tess. The person cannot make a tefillah shov. That means you see ambulances going, atzala going, or you hear about terrible pagua. You cannot say, I hope my family's okay, I hope this person's okay. Or let's say your wife is pregnant after 40 days, you should not daven that this child should be a boy. It's a tefillah shov. Now, for some odd reason, I hear people say it. When this person hears about a terrible accident happened in a certain place, people say right away the automatic reaction is, I know this guy is in, I hope he's okay. You can daven that he should get better if something happened. But say, I hope he's okay, that's tefillah shov. The question is it also an idiot? But mine says tefillah shov. Again, the ilm doesn't, I'm not clear. I've asked people what they do it for. It's an automatic reaction over here.
It's a tefillah.
It's not tefillah.
No, I hope he's okay.
It's what? It's a, what is that?
Is that
please let
him be okay?
It's a thought.
But what is that?
It's
if it happened, it happened. Didn't happen, it didn't happen.
I'm not there's schnitzel for lunch.
That's too late. That's too late. What is it? What are you saying it for? Or no, stop. Say, you have a choice. Either you're saying Narishkeit or Tulashov. You have a good point. It could be Narishkeit. But why say Narishkeit for?
Okay.
Well, why is it Narishkeit? But the words are not the way. The words are what? I'm hoping. It's a very strange word. It's a strange word to say. You say if something happened, it should be everything should change to better. Fine. Yishlog. Now, by Chanukah Purim, we say Alanisim. We're supposed to say it before the Alakol. A person forgets to say it by the Alakol. The Ramah brings down three times in Shulchan Aruch. They put in the Rach once. He said in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, Simon Kuf Pei Ches, and Simon Tov Reish Pei Beis. Three different times you put in the Rach once. What do you say? You say a Rachman Yassel Alanisim Neflois Kishem Chosislav Sinim by Yomim Ma'imad Manazer. Please, Akash Baruch Hu, do Nisim for us. Do us Nisim. Frank the Shari Chuv on the page, he quotes the Bechor Shor. We can't dam for Nisim. We can't dam for a girl to turn into a boy. We can't dam in that hopefully a person is Mercedes when something happened already.
Dina.
What?
Dina.
So Dina, right, great right question. Gemara discusses it. So Gemara said, how in the world can we dam for Nisim? L'chur the Rachman, and some people, if you forget, they rather skip the Ala Nisim, because they rather have the Rachman. Why should I shvach l'do? I'd rather have Nisim happen to me. No, you can't do it. Because I'll say, you say it in the Vav HaKol. So, what is the hetzes to Ishva Nes over here? So there are two main truths from the Shari Tshuva, all the truths from the Achronim. The one he says, Yiske Nes Buravim Yashal Lonu Nisim, for the Tzibu you have a right to. That means if something happened, you hope the Tzibu is Beseder, that's fine. For Yochid, you can't do that. Daik of the Tzibu, you let Seif HaNes. Then the show some. The second Eretz, says the Bechor Shor, again by the Shari Tshuva, is that depends if it's Derech HaTeva not. By Chanukah and Purim, it was Derech HaTeva. To ask for nice derech hatev al ma'aseh that's mutter. Therefore, they discuss, and a person by graces daven that he should get better. The taxi says there's no chance. His heart, his lungs, his liver, there's no chance. You go daven for him. So the same with Divrei Chaim says they ask question to Chazanish. He says it's a tefillah shav. You daven for an ace. Ma'aseh afterwards he brings down Obiashim and the stipple and Emes Liakov, and also the ma'aseh that he can't daven. They say two different nechsoyes. Why? Either because with Manazer we find all the different refuahs and it can't happen that way. So we're not asking for a nest, we're asking that find the refuahs that can heal the person. Or even when the doctor says it's a miracle, I'll tell you 99.9% of the chance he should have died. But be tempered that 1.1% chance happened. Even the doctors, they'll be careful until the end, they'll say exactly Alpiteva how it worked. What's Alpiteva? We have a way in the Bechor Shor. Alpiteva might still have to go down for them. So unless his heart was taken out of him and he can't live, then maybe because I'm saying he can't daven, that's a tefillah shav. But otherwise, anything else, pashtus, you can either define out pitevo, you can find the medicine over here, you can't daven for a crisis. Now in this halacha it says, the person that goes inside a kach, that person the ma'aseh should make a bracha, give a da, four different times. Already the Aruch HaShulchan points out, the meaning is we're not mortal to say this bracha, this bakasha, this a da over here. Now, he says why? Because first of all, one of the coins of the Rambam, it's a bakosha. It's not a chiyam. It's a bakosha. Number two, according to Rashi, a dafka, a mokum, that's dangerous. Hopefully, when you're traveling to England, the US of A, we're not dangerous. Certain places, maybe you're about to have to make a bracha. But most places that we're traveling to, l'chor, it's not an act of danger. So, again, the Aruch HaShulchan ends off a person who, in Maisa Fals Chazal, shouldn't make this bracha, shouldn't say this at all. Well, Maisa says that's why the Ulam is not simply worried about it, because the whole bakosha here, the mokum, that's danger. Derek Lau, we're not traveling in these type of areas and places over here. Simpe is a person who, when he wants to come along to count his groinoi, this is weed over here. So again, the Chayodom, the Chidor, the Mishmur, they point out already that the Olim does not seem to say it was Shema Malchus. We don't make the bracha beforehand, we don't say the Dor afterwards. That's the Bakosha, the Yerotzen, and afterwards. Now, they do point out that Mishmur says a person that counts Meiser, he has a bracha abalidai. Abalidai. So the shell is when a person, when he wants to count his money for Meiser, says, the meaning from Scheinberg, Meiser, you should make a bracha. You should, before he counts it, say he wants to know here. That whatever he sees will end up being more than what he expected. So I just think the reason why it's not practical in the gear to us, in those days, let's say a person was a store owner and he sold things, and then he had a pile of money, he had to count the money. Us, what are we doing when we want to give Meiser? we go over to our bank account, we see what the statements are, how much came in, came out. That means the estimate already was counted, done, put over there. We're just calculating the money that was counted already. We're making a calculation on something that was counted. To make a calculation that was naturally counted, I don't think is nichel in the category of go count your money. It's not like in those days, unless you're a money changer, you have money at the end of the day, but even then the computer does it for you. But unless you're a person who really, really deals with cash, a cash business, or you're selling a sroigim, and then you're not sure you have over here, then you start counting it, you might not have this halacha. If you're not selling a sroigim, most of us are having money that comes into checks, into our account, and we're just counting what's in our account over here. Echadam and Lechor, the sugya over here does not apply. That's why the Ilum does not seem to, I think, do this Indian over here of Sayyidi Hirotzen. Sif Gimel is the idea of going inside of Merchatz. We should say beforehand a Hirotzen, and after we say a Bracha Moed Ani. Now, already the Taz points out, the Magarvam says, we're not going to go say this Indian. The Gemara brings down a fascinating story how Abavu, the mice of the ground or the thing collapsed over here. And they also are falling down to the big fire over here. And Avu, with one arm, held up 100 people. And they just fall inside the fire and saved 101 people. Sorry, every person counts. He saved 101 people over here. Well, look at the story. Maish the Shaitzin said, Sarchian, we hear stories that things are dangerous, and therefore maybe you shouldn't make this Yiratzin. The Maish the Minig is not to, because especially today, there are our ways how we build our bathhouses, the way we build our mikvahs. The heating system is somewhere secluded and secure. Hopefully it should be that way. In general, that's how it is. And therefore, there's no danger when you walk inside. No specific shrapnel that we have to give for walking out. And gam, you go to the mikvah, there's only like three mikvahs, the cold, the normal one, and the one that they burn you. And you see these guys walk out with their back all red. I'm not sure why they don't say Moida Ani and they go in Badas. I'm not sure what they're doing over there. I can't even walk in, and they sit there for a minute or two, and the mamish red, they burn themselves. Maybe they should say Moidani, the Maisa, they seem to appreciate it and does not really affect them. They don't say this Moidani, nothing
they
special.
They say to count the mikvah.
What?
They say to count the mikvah.
I don't know. They walk, they're red, they're burning red. Right. Now, over here in this sugya, the Gemara brings down Derech Agav, when you walk into the Beis HaMerchatz, you should first say the Yerotzen, and in the Yerotzen, you should say Miyara B Dovat Kakolav Avin. If let's say something happens and then I get hurt over here, then what? Tell me Sosi Kapor Al Kolav Noisai. If I die in this base of Merchatz, my Misa should be a Kapor for my Avinus. The Gemara goes on further and says we do not say that Losuch the Yerotzen. Why? Al Yitach Odnim Pivla Sotim. A klal, people know this klal, that person does not say things that are dangerous to somebody. It's brought down lalocha even your day simin shin einvav, or it's brought down by Bechsa Mapel by us in simin reish lamites, and you have to go through the column when that's so. But it's a good idea. Sometimes people do not follow this on halacha. It's a Gemara. The Gemara is very clear. Ayitach other people sotan. Do not say things that are dangerous because it might actually happen that way. Siftal is a loch when a person goes for bloodletting. Now, bloodletting, the Gemara brings down, when you nichnas, you say Yerotzen, when you come out, you say Baruch Reifa Chinom. Now, it's brought down by all of the Rishonim and all the Paiskim. We did not seem to go do this Hanogim B'zman Azeh. We're not exactly clear how bloodletting is a reform. Our bodies seem to be much weaker and different, and we did not seem to do this aspect over here. Now, the gate of bloodletting is a question you say with the Shem of Malchus or not. Taz speaks out, like all brachas are Shrach by Dor. You also, you make a bracha with the Shem of Malchus. Agam, Mishmur says, I never saw anyone go say with Shema Malchus. I'm not clear with Mishmur saying, in his days they did bloodletting. I don't think they did bloodletting either in his days. I'm not sure what he said, Lo Yisi, Lo Yim Kain. Cause of Prima Godim, Yish Lodim. What is the gear to us is what comes along the Magar Avram says, this Allah of the Yerotzen, and Baruch Reifei Achinom, is not Lab Daka a case of a situation of bloodletting, of Akkozistam. It's even a case of all reform. All before you say the Yerotzen, make a tefillah beforehand. Brought down by the Be'etim, Shulchan Shloim, the Chai Odom, the Kitzar, the Shulchan, Mishnah Berurah, anything that before you should say this. Now the Israel Rabbo disagrees, he says that that's the case of bloodletting. So over there, come to Yachtach Riti, come to cut the veins. Cut the veins are very dangerous. So you have to have a special tefillah over there. Not by all medicines. Mice in the gate to us, with Manazeh, but all medicines you should say the tefillah. So let's make it practical. Number one, how do you say the tefillah? Number two, what medicines to say the tefillah? That means my mother, every time she takes the medicine, she says it. She has a nusach on the refrigerator. The Yerotzen, as I state. The question is how and when. first, Lamaisa and Negetli, he wrote, do you say with Hashem and Malchus or not? Do you say he was some of Fanecha, Hashem and Lakai, Shu Isik Lilur, Fuak, Revichinim Otto? Do you say with Hashem and Malchus? So it's brought down by the Chay Odom, the kids of the earth, Shulchan, with Hashem and Malchus. And they read it by all refuahs. Not by all refuahs, we'll get to which ones. Hannes first say it. He said all refuahs with Hashem and Malchus. Now the Piskei Tshuva says, Bli Hashem and Malchus. He quotes the Lakutim Arich, I'm not sure where he's getting it from. Maisa, the Chay Odom and the kids and the Shulchan Shlomo all say with Hashem and Malchus, black and white. So Maisa, first of all, that's what my mother does. Okay, fine. Mother said with Hashem and Malchus. Now the Maisa, the Olam is not simply going to do it. Lumish people don't. Now if you read this form, everyone says to go do it. The question is how to go do it. So Vada, you should do it. Question with Hashem, without Hashem. Now what about the bracha afterwards? My cousin's Dhamma says you make a bracha afterwards. You say a bracha over here, bracha wefei chilim afterwards. So afterwards, the coming l'shmir shabbat kol chosay parak mem. He says you say it before and you say it afterwards. The ma'aseh, if you read the Shulchan Shlomo and the Chayodim and the kids, you read them slowly. They're clearly not the way. Instead of saying like this, when you do a cousin's Adam and you take any medicine, then you make the bracha beforehand. When you do a cousin's Adam, you make the bracha afterwards. They're very clear to Mechalik, the bracha beforehand is only beforehand, and not afterwards. And therefore, as far as I know, no one says the bracha afterwards, not like the Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosay, it says you do make the bracha afterwards. So again, the first, number one, we have a look over here, that person, when he takes medicine, should say, Evakosh to Hashem, Nihi Yotzom Fanecha, with Shem Malchus, maybe without. But again, say Nihi Yotzom Fanecha. Now, which medicines are we discussing? So one question, the person, let's say he has a headache, he takes Akamol, he takes anything that's a pain reliever. It's not healing you. It's just taking away the pain. It's thinning the blood so you don't sense it. It's taking away the pain nichol negeder refor. So this is the question of Chaim Knievsky. He says taking away the pain is refor. It heals the pain. It might not heal the injury, but takes away the pain. Therefore, anytime you take any Tylenol, you say this to your onset over here. You have to take away the pain. It's healing the pain over here. This is Chaim Knievsky. What about negate the vitamins? Ulai. So the answer is Ulai. Now, let's say you take food that's Michael Bria, but you're doing it for health reasons. Let's say a shulshul, take banana, take rice. So Chaim says if you take it only for that reason, not because you also want to eat it, echnami is refor. Agami make a broch upon it, it's real food, my said it for you, said he wants it over here. Let's say you take a case. Let's say you take a case over here, one of the first mavar, you take a blood test. Over there, you want mavar if you have a sickness. What do with the sickness? The Adam Chaim says, no, that's not coming to heal you. Now, there are cases that are preventive. There are different cases. The Isham Chaim Banach Chisun, about a vaccine. So he said, a vitamin you have to know because it might be affecting you right now. So it could be the different vitamins out there. Negate a vaccine, Adam Chaim says, that's Roy Lispal. Roy. Agam, they asked him three other questions. They asked him, what about you take it for Kalei Tzoyim? And let's say you take it before you travel, you might get nauseous. Or in a case for birth control. Then he says no. So you have to know why exactly Chisun, he says, the Maisa Roy. The Magi over there points out, doesn't say you have to. Let's say it's Nichol Nalocha. It's a nice thing. It's a correct thing. It's a better thing. I'm just telling you what he says. You have to work out Ulai, Roy, and Loi. That's for you to work out. These are the cases he discusses. Another case, Zadie, is what about you take medicine every single day because you have blood pressure issues? Like, I take medicine every single day because blood pressure causes my kids. So, the question over here is, do you take, make Zadie Hirotson? Is that what Chaim said? Very simple. Ulai. Fine. You have to work these things out. They ask Chaim, what about, let's say, you do exercise, you have to walk. It's not in and of, the doctor says health reason. I said no. It has to be taking medicine, not walking. So again, there's certain cases that are very simple. You do say the Yerotzen, you have pain. When you medicine that's healing you, Abaye said the Yerotzen. Things are not to heal you, but are preventive. Or Chisun, Yesh Lodinu, maybe. So the follow how to exactly look upon it. Want to know exactly each case, you'll see the sheets over here, and you can make your own definition of Chilik, when yes and when no. The last case of me in Sif Dalid is a case where a person sneezes, you say Asuso or Gesundheit, the person says back to your Barthia, and then Lishuasim Kivisi Hashem. Now, this in the Rebbe's Manazel, Chasam Soiva says, we do not say L'shuos G'visi Hashem. No one says that. Chasam Soiva, the reason why he says is because that a person might say that, it might be a Bokum Metunuf. therefore we seem to never say it. Interesting. Svara, Maisa, and Anahoga is we do not say it that way. The last halacha in Sifrei Reish Lamed is a halacha of the Gemara in Daf Samach on Beis of a Maisa B'Kiva of Kol Mad of Rachman the Tav Ovad. It's a known story that B'Kiva was traveling Baderech. He had with him a tarnagol. He had with him a chamor in the case of a candle. Came along the cat and ate the tarnagol. Came along the Ariyeh, a lion came over where he was and ate a chamor. He came along the wind and blew out the candle. The Maisa said each time, Gamsul Latoivo, Kol Mad of Rachman Latav Ovad. In the end, what happened? The city was going to. Came along the guys, the army, and they captured everybody, made them to slavery, and Gamzul Toiva that he was not caught, the Tanagol did not do kakul little do, and the Chamor did bray, and the candle could not be seen where he was. Now, this halacha that Hogan said over, the Sagosha is brought down halacha. Say in the Rosh, say in the Torah, and say in the Mechaber, the Kitzar, Chashulchan, we say this nosach. This is Shalom of the what's better? The mission of it says Gamzul Toiva. And the Bekiva said, "Kol Mad Ovad Rachman Latav Ovad." What's the correct nosuch to say over? Maisa, one's Lashon HaKodesh, one's Aramaic. So there's a Chochma Shleim over here. He sends you to another place where he wrote about it, where he says it's better to say over Gamzul Toivo. Now I could not find the other place where he sends you to, but it could be just very simple. The reason why they said in those days, "Kol Mad Ovad Rachman Latav Ovad," because they spoke Aramish. So saying that over, that nosuch. Today, no one really speaks Aramish, therefore we say Gam to the Torah, say over that Nusach. That's why that's Nusach we should say today. A Gam, the Mechab is not bringing it down the way. Mechab, I assume, in his day did not say the way. He says, Loshen, Kol Mad of Rachman Latav Ovad. So I'm not calling the Chok Mishlam is arguing or explaining what he's saying over here. He sends it somewhere else and not say what exactly go do. But Echshia, a person should have that kosher, the sensitivity, that understanding when things happen bad. It's Baruch Dain Emes of Brach over here. Gam Tzul Toivah, Kol Mad Ovad Rachmano, Latav Ovad. One last sif over here, simin over here, simin Rishon and Aleph, something you have to do Chazara over and over and over. You have to ingrain inside of you. L'maisa, there's a long Mechaber, it's a long Torah, basically saying one Yisrael over here. Everything you do is L'Shem Shemayim, and gives five examples. It goes to five separate cases. Negeit Achila V'Shtiyah, number one. Negeit to sleep. Then get to Tashmish, then get to Panoso, then get to Sicha. Everything that you do, everything that you speak and do and eat, and everything should be L'Shem Shemayim. He goes through cases that are not L'Shem Shemayim. Things that allowed that, he goes through Isurim, things that are technically Mutter, and then those to correct and you go do, says the Mechaber. And everything we should be talking with Zercha to be L'Shem Shemayim. It's very important to be a loch over here that Uri says everyone should also read and see what it says. Meister Bezer Hashem, everyone has a schus to take a test on Tuesday, whether it's mitzad chazara on brachos for the whole year, or mitzad the simon over here, the get we learn the practice of Zaroya. There's a lot of things that you should know, that Oyim does not know. It's very important to go do the simon, to know halach the meister practically what to go do over here. And Bezer Hashem, at the end of Tuesday, we suddenly recover in Kippur. Slok or Abba. And then to be. Yes. Gamzul Toiva. Yes.